once again for Insight with Jack Stogler right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Insight with Jack Stogler is being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's show. And now, here's your host, Mr. Jack Stogler.
Hey, welcome to Insight this gorgeous Wednesday evening, January 18th, my mom's birthday.
All right.
Yeah.
Really?
So
happy heavenly birthday, Joanne.
Happy.
An awesome lady she was.
Oh, my God. She was a classic.
Yes.
So
she had a hard broadband snap. I know that.
What's that?
She had a hard broadband snap.
Bretzel.
Oh, he was a classic. So us boys were, you kind of texting back and forth, remembering mom and you sitting at that kitchen table and shaking her finger at us so damn much she'd just want to kill us. So happy birthday, mom. This would be number 88 for her.
Wow.
So tonight we're going to talk to Mr. Dave Bretz.
Yeah, that'll be a lot of fun.
Council president, right, Dave?
Yeah.
Yep. Just recently
the mayor's supposed to be here. Hopefully he didn't pass away, because I don't want to be mayor.
Oh, that's true. Well, you know what? This whole town of Fort Recovery, you're thinking the same thing.
no doubt. I mean, like when Rod was council president, everybody wanted it.
Everybody wanted Roger to move at least.
Now when they vote on me, they're thinking,
oh boy.
Sure we want this.
So, but I thought one of the things we do tonight, Bretzy, is to kind of give a State of the Union message to the community on what's shaking in the fort. And
yeah,
what
so
kind
go
of
ahead,
year
read,
we
your,
had.
Read your speech. Yeah. Did you get your speech written up?
Yeah, I didn't write one down.
Huh. Yeah,
I'll be darned.
So we could talk about finances and the income tax and what that's looking like. And
all the...
income tax is down this year a little bit from last year, not much.
But there's a lot of projects going, and things are actually going pretty well, I think.
Catch an update on all of that stuff.
Mayor's late as usual.
Yeah. Well, you know what? He was probably out solving one of the few problems that the town has. So he's.
Yep. We're still thinking about changing the name of the town
to
Paradise.
Oh, hey.
There's nothing wrong. Everything's great.
Yep. Hi, Mr. Kalp.
Good evening, gentlemen. How are you,
Mr. Mayor?
Mayor.
Fantastic seeing you again,
pal. How are you, Jack?
Yes. So.
I had to get my hair cut, boys.
It took a long time.
I take the 15 minutes.
Hey,
it cost me $10. I take 15 minutes.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah.
When I get my hair cut, I say, what kind of discount do I get? It costs extra. I have to hunt.
Yeah. Oh,
that's true.
No, I take the whole 15 minutes. Come on.
Hey.
Yeah.
You know what? You have to.
So what if that next guy's late for his radio show?
Well, it was Mitch Brockman, so...
Oh, okay. Yeah, he'll be late.
We were discussing politics over there, too. And,
I'll be darned.
With the inauguration coming up in a couple of days.
Discussing politics. I'd have never guessed that.
How'd that go?
Actually good. Yeah. He pretty fired up.
Yeah, so it'll be exciting.
Does he agree with his brother Mike?
I don't know.
Mike's a staunch Democrat.
Oh, I'd have to say
no. He's a Hillary person.
I'd have to say no on that, Dan. Yeah. The way he was sounding over there.
It'll be an interesting Friday, and it'll be an interesting, like, his first 100 days is supposed to be the honeymoon. It doesn't sound like...
No,
like it's going to be.
It's exactly
day one. He's doing a lot of stuff. That's what he said. So we'll see.
Yep,
that's exactly what I said when I walked out of the barbershop.
But did you see you see his most recent tweet when somebody said day one? Well, his day one starts on Monday.
Oh, it does.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not Friday or Saturday or Sunday. It's Monday.
Well, you don't work on weekends. President don't have to work on weekends.
Yeah, I shouldn't have to. So. Be nice if they didn't have to. If there wasn't any problems to solve, that'd be great.
Yeah. Exactly. So what's up, Jackson?
Well, I tell you what. I thought we would just take a few minutes, like 58 or so, and...
We're down to 56 now.
It's a good thing I was a minute late.
You can bleed over into fees.
Sports talk?
Bubba's not here, so he won't be able to holler at you.
And just talk about the State of the Union from a Village of Fort Recovery standpoint.
And
the finances.
We need money.
in projects, money? Lots of projects.
Oh, yeah. Well, we don't have, I mean, we always need money, don't we, Brett?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
I think as far as the village right now, I think it's setting okay. I mean, we've got a rainy day fund that's available if needed, but we're pretty conservative on it, and we don't want to dip into it if we have to. I think what you'll see, and Brett, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think what you'll see is some more streets done and sidewalks and things here. We got all the, you know, and I think Randy touched on it when you had Randy in here, basically all the underground and the infrastructure is pretty well taken care of here in town. So now...
Took a while.
Yeah, and actually we got done, you know, years before it was actually supposed to be done. So the reality of it is that we got all that stuff done, what, 2 years ago, Bretzi, I think?
Yeah.
And this year we pretty much took a kind of, I shouldn't say a break. We just did one block of Elm Street. And next year we're going to fire back up and do a nice stretch there from 119 back to the football field on William Street. So that'll be a nice project.
Yeah.
And, you know, from there, I guess everybody has some mixed feelings, but we're really close to having all the streets done on the south side of the town. And my vote, and I guess if I have any say, is I would like to finish up those few blocks and get that whole side of town done since we're that close.
Yep.
And then move over to the north side and keep chipping away at the curbs and sidewalks.
Yep. Most of the ones on the south are little block areas, yep. Yeah, two block areas at the most.
Yeah. Like, you know, Caldwell has, you know, probably been on the list for
a long time.
Yeah,
that one's been on the list for a long time. But there again, all the ground, all the infrastructure is put in, and we've got a couple sections there on Center Street. We've got a couple sections one section on Wiggs. My opinion, it would be to get them all done and have that side of town done, and then work on the north side. Or, you know, obviously, I would love to be involved in the 119 project and get that street done from end to end. But
yeah.
That's going to be a little bit down the road, and we'll need some major funding for that one. So
we get that done a lot sooner if people on 119 would want to pay for their curbs and sidewalks right up front.
Hey,
we can put that on the schedule pretty quick.
Hey,
we can get them sign up for that.
We'll you get that floated out there. See if we get any interest. So
yeah.
I tell you what, we're going to take a real quick break. We have another guest in the studio here, so we will be back right after this.
Weekends are going to be big at the new Brick Street Tavern this month. Enjoy their great supper specials on Friday and Saturday evenings. All-you-can-eat chicken dinners for only $6.95 and a 12-ounce New York strip steak dinner for only $12.95. Both come with a jumbo baked potato and their large salad bar. And they'll be having entertainment every weekend in January. Be sure to stop in this Saturday night after the game. Cody Kaiser will be spinning the tunes from 10 to 2. It should be a great party on Saturday night. Fun, friends, and music with Cody Kaiser at the Brick Street Tavern in downtown Fort Recovery.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. New Lean and Mean TS6 Series tractors from New Holland and K&L Tractor Sales feature rock-solid reliability. You can tailor a model to match the tasks you do without sacrificing comfort. That's called being New Holland smart. Choose from four models between 90 and 115 PTO horsepower, two-wheel drive or four-wheel drive for added traction, and an all-weather cab or spacious flat deck platform. No matter how you outfit your TS6 Series tractor, you get rock-solid reliability. Stop by K&L Tractor Sales today.
Hastings Auto Sales, south of the stoplight in downtown Fort Recovery, specializes in clean, low-mileage used vehicles, like this one, a 2015 Chrysler 200S. It's velvet red and has power seat and a remote starter. It has only 6,000 miles and priced at only $16,900. To check out pictures of this and other great vehicles, go to hastingsauto.com or stop by and test drive one today. Hastings is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturdays from 7:30 a.m. until 1 p.m. And Hastings is now open on Tuesday evenings until 8. Hastings Auto Sales, 375-4617. It's a big sports week for our Indians basketball teams. Thursday, the girls will travel to Versailles to take on the Tigers in a game that will help determine the girls' league championship. On Friday, Friday, the boys will host for sales on Military Appreciation Night in a game that will help determine who will win the Boys League Championship. Then on Saturday, both the girls and boys will travel to Arcanum. The girls' JV game will start at noon, and the boys' JV game will start at 6. More big games this week for both our girls' and boys' teams. Girls travel to Versailles on Thursday. Boys host Versailles on Friday. Then on Saturday, the girls at Arcanum at noon, and the boys at Arcanum at 6. As always, Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all the JV and varsity games live for both the boys and girls. Get to these important games if you can to help cheer on our Indians teams, but if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Are you close to Fort Recovery? Because I can get you on
the radio. Hey, we are back on Insight. Jack Stogler, Mr. Dave Brutz.
I'm Mr. It's okay. Brutzy.
And the Honorable Mayor David Cowell.
That's pretty fancy, but
yes, it is.
Isn't it? Nice to be here.
Yeah, it's great to have you. So we kind of touched on the new finances to a certain extent, and you one of the things that I heard in the past was how great of a job Governor Kasich did with the state budget. But he kind of did it on the backs of the local governments.
Yeah, he took a hit out of us, and you know, we haven't really received that back, or we're not seeing that to a spot where
I don't think we're going to get it back.
Well, I mean, I think we'll get some of it back as time goes on, but at this point, we haven't received anything. But we've been very fortunate having. We got Aaron down there now writing grants, and you know, I can't say enough about her because she's been doing a heck of a job getting us some grants.
Well, just like at that trail, you know, we got Kathy donated the $50,000 right. For the, and we got $125,000 from the grant, and you know, I don't know what the town had put in, maybe $60,000 or $70,000,
right?
Which was a heck of a deal.
Which is always, you know. And we talk about it as far as even though we get a grant, we have to throw in some money. And
sure.
And,
I mean, they're usually matching funds. Or
a lot of times it can be matching funds. A lot of times it's not, you know, it's not that much. But it still costs the town money. But for what we're getting, it certainly does seem to be a heck of a deal. And you know, I think we talked about, actually at the meeting Monday night, we talked about advancing our walking path, and we have the lights up down there now, and they're up and running. People have been using it, and the reality of it is, you know, it would be really neat to hook all our parks together with that walking trail, and but there's, you know, a lot of time till we get that all accomplished.
Sure,
but you kind of think for the future and hope for the best.
So when you talk about you. Aaron and the job that she does from a grant writer standpoint. So, how many grants can a village the size of Fort Recovery apply for in a year's time?
Well, I don't know if we hear about everyone that we apply for, but it seems like she's probably got her hand in, I don't know,
four or five right now.
Oh, I'd say throughout the year.
Oh, at least
eight or ten.
Yeah. And it's guess. Not really, mostly the county. The county gets a certain percentage, and you know, you can get, if you got a big one last year, you're probably not going to get a big one this year. They go by a point system.
Yep.
And the more money you put up, the more points you get. So
sure.
It helps to have some cash. If you're completely broke, it's hard to get any grants.
Well, that's certainly for sure. We talked Monday night also about our water plant. You know, our water plant's getting to be 30 some years old, still working very good.
We almost have it paid off.
We almost have it paid off. We had a 40-year loan, wasn't it, Bratzy?
Yeah, we're never going to get another one of them.
Well, at the time, that's the way it worked out.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're hoping to get, you know, 10 to 20 years out of this thing yet. And Ryan and Mitch have done a good job down there. They took over for Charlie here a few years ago, and things are running smooth. And we got good water, so we can't complain about that.
Yeah.
As far as, you know, the rest of the guys that work for our village, you know, Jerry takes care of our streets. He does a good job. We haven't had enough snow yet this year. I think he could use a little more snow.
He's a little disappointed.
Yeah, he's a little disappointed about that. But You know, he does a marvelous job for us, and he's got Paul. That's helped him for Jason. I think we talked about that at the meeting here. He's coming up. He's almost got 30 years in.
No kidding.
He's got 31. Randy said he's got 31 years in March. So
he's our oldest employee right now.
That's something else. Yeah, that's something else. So good guys work for the town. Good people, and we're very fortunate.
So how many employees does the town have?
Well,
not counting like
we're thinking about laying a couple off. The, we got a few too many.
You,
yeah,
okay. You. Not when you're talking about the people at the pool and stuff. And we are joined. There's a whole potpourri of people here. We're joined by Village Administrator Mr. Randy Diller. Hello, Randy.
Hi, Jack.
Hey, so
I just came in because I'm a little worried when these guys are talking about town business and I'm not involved. Yeah.
Lord only knows what they're going to agree to.
Do you think there might be a bit of misinformation?
No. As far as employees, we have 10 full-time employees.
We knew that.
We get up to, with all employees over the course of the year, we get up to about 40.
Okay. And that's with the lifeguard mowers.
We actually have some cemetery board members that are employees. So we got different categories.
But yeah. I see.
So 10 full-time and the rest of them are part-time. Most of those seasonal.
So when you talk about the finances of the village, mm-hmm. Okay, I mean, there's definitely like a street budget. You know, like a fund for streets.
Yeah, type absolutely. Stuff. Absolutely. It's one of our levies that we all voted for is for our streets. And
then there's a general fund. Mm-hmm. Is there like a parks and recreation fund?
There is a parks fund, yeah.
Actually, parks, the auditors have changed some things in the last 5 years, but one of the things they changed is that since the majority of our revenue for our parks comes from our general fund, it now is part of the general fund.
Okay.
So there's accounts in the general fund that make up the park.
Okay.
So
when Kasich steals this money from us, okay, is that all general fund money?
The local government fund money from our situation, yes, that's local. That's a general fund. You know, that's money we think we'll never get back. So
yeah.
We basically don't budget much for local government funds. If they took it all, you know, it wouldn't cripple Fort Recovery like it could some other entities. But, you know, it's still the idea that they take it from us and they're using it.
Sure.
And
well, and he's, you know, using it to make himself look good when it comes to talking about.
I hate to say those things, but one of my statements to our legislative people over the last few years has been that, you know, our state government has continually said that they built this rainy day fund up and they've done it without raising taxes. They've actually cut taxes and done different things. Well, yeah, they have in certain ways, but what they've done is they forced the local people to raise taxes in different ways to keep the services that they have in place.
I see Sheriff Jeff Green nodding very, very vigorously.
It's exactly what's happened. So they can tout their record as being great,
sure.
But they forced it down the line.
The counties and the villages.
And it upsets me a little bit because a lot of those guys are always the type of guys that say, you know, we know where things get done. It gets done on the local level. That, you know, I don't want to say names, but that's where the rubber meets the road, you know, kind of thing. But they continually pull back and take from us, and they continually make rules that we don't control things near as much as we used to. They've bitten into the home rule, and it's frustrating.
Frustrating. Want me to say it?
What's that?
Want me to say the name?
No, not really.
All right. Okay.
He's just begging to get in trouble.
I know.
I was thinking for a little bit it was Randy was coming up to keep an eye on me, but I do know. I think I figured it out.
Yeah.
Well,
what I know for a fact is I can't keep him from saying anything anyway.
That's,
so
that's
no matter whether I'm here or not,
that's true. So I can turn his microphone off, but I'm not going to.
Yeah. So we talked about the fact that what the state through our general fund gives us isn't a very big piece of that pie. So what constitutes Fort Recovery's income? You know, like if I get to break it down between property taxes, you know, the business taxes that the business and income tax. How's that you make up that pie?
Well, obviously our two biggest sources of income are the income tax and the property taxes. Those are our two biggest sources of income. We also get gas tax, vehicle license tax, different things. So those, in a lot of cases, are directed towards funds, vehicle license tax, and the gas tax directed more towards just road funds, which they should be. I mean, that's great. We all need those funds, so that's a great place to put them. The other ones we can, a lot of those we can stipulate. They go in the general fund, and then we can spend them from there. So we, you know, our balance or our appropriations look odd because we appropriate a lot more money than we actually take in because we transfer money and that gets added to appropriations. We only really take it in once.
Yeah.
You just transfer it to another fund and you spend it. And so things look a little odd sometimes, but, you know, about 50% of it, well, probably about 70% of our total income comes from real estate tax and income tax.
So you, Dave, you mentioned how the income tax, dropped a bit in the past year. So is that a, and I've no clue, is that a $20,000 hit for the community? Is that a $100,000 hit? What
or percentage or whatever?
Yeah. Well, the reality of it is it was actually up a little bit from the year prior, but Amanda switched over to a different, whether it would be Ohio code or whatever it was, that she had to switch over the way she brings in our income tax. So it's not necessarily...
So it's more of a reporting...
Well, it's going to take a couple years, she said, for it to really balance out and so we know where we're at again. So this year was actually up... Oh, I'm thinking it was like $60,000?
Somewhere in that
somewhere
ball.
Around $60,000, I think, from the year prior. But... in 2015, it was down about $150,000, I think, about somewhere in there from 2000.
Out of how much?
I think the...
Are you talking a 5%, 2%, 15% difference?
Probably about 15%.
Oh, that's a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe not quite.
So around $1 million is what...
We took in about 1.1 million.
1.1 was 2014.
Okay.
Yeah, doing quarters now or something.
Yeah, right? What changed was the tax code changed in the state of Ohio, and as employers, everybody knows this because you now have to pay your withholding taxes monthly as opposed to quarterly. Yep. So in 2016, we not only got the last quarter of 2015, we got all the months of 2016. So that number is going to be skewed a little bit compared to coming years and even previous years. So it's hard for us to tell where we're at exactly until we
this year should be really more accurate, I would think, right?
Yeah. This room just got dumber.
Yeah, we just stepped down.
Well, Bill. A couple of things that I point out to these guys when we look at this is that, you know, our withholdings, which would be from employees, was up pretty good. Well, that makes sense because we collected an extra quarter.
Yep.
The business profits and basically the net profits from different entities was down this year. But that's always a number that's going to fluctuate based on the expenditures that occur from those businesses. Sure. So, you know, if a J&M or a JR makes a huge, like they have, buildings and different things, those numbers will go down one year because they spent it all on facilities. Well, that's a plus for the community, too, so long term. So we don't get excited if that number fluctuates a little bit. Obviously, we're looking for some stability, but
yeah. So what's the? I tell you what. When like we come back, I'm going to ask you about the population of Fort Recovery and what the changes you see in that. I know like it's grown by 6 people since 1990 or whatever it is. So,
give or take.
Yeah. So we'll be back right after Neil leads us into a break.
Are you looking to change your career or become a part of a company that uses the vision of their team members to assist them in becoming successful? Cooper Farms does just that. We utilize the ideas and visions of our team members to make our processes better, easier, safer today. Would you like to know more about the positions and benefits Cooper Farms has to offer? Visit our website at cooperfarms.com or stop by 2321 State Route 49, Fort Recovery, Ohio, and ask to speak with an HR representative. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Hello, everyone. This is Chuck Young, Meat Manager, Wayne IGA, Fort Recovery, Ohio. The time is here and meat bundles have arrived. Check out all we have to offer in our fresh meat department. We offer an amazing savings on beef, pork, chicken, and mix and match bundle packs. If you're looking to save some money, our bundles are over 30 pounds of meat with a savings of over $30. This is definitely the way to go. You can't go wrong. So come on in and give us a call at 419-375-2865 to place your order today. Hope to see you here. And as always, thanks for shopping Wayne IGA.
Some of the best pizza anywhere is right at your fingertips. All you have to do is call 375-4274. That's right, it's Miracle Lanes. Just call them and drive through and pick up some of the best pizza you'll ever eat. Everybody doesn't want pizza tonight? Miracle Lanes has several varieties of great wings, plus a big selection of sandwiches and sides, plus chicken strips and their famous popcorn chicken. Just call them and they'll have it ready for you. That's Miracle Lanes, 375-4274. The Fort Recovery Community Club's 9th Annual Fish Fry is coming up on Saturday, January 21st from 4 to 8 p.m. Stop out at the Sportman Club on St. Peter Road for their famous fish with all the fixins, coleslaw, baked beans, and more. And there will be hot dogs for the kids if they don't want fish. It's only $7.50 for all you care to eat, and carryouts will be available, and it's only $5 for kids 10 and under. It's an annual wintertime treat. The Community Club's all-you-can-eat fish fry at the Progressive Sportman Club on Saturday evening, January 21st from 4 to 8. You don't want to miss it.
Jack Stogler and a whole slew of people in
the biggest house we've studio. Ever had.
This Christmas was a little bigger.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
So
that was a little bit.
You had a tree in here, too.
No, not really.
Before I introduce Kathy... Let's finish up the thought on the census and how many people live in Fort Recovery right now.
Well, the 2010 census said we have 1,430 people. That's up from the 2000 census, which was 1,273, which was down from the 1990 census, which was 1,313. Now...
Totally making those numbers. Yeah,
numbers, by the way, because I've had this conversation a lot of times.
Got them on the palm of his hand. That's got to be true. Yeah.
The standard asked me when they did an article after the 2010 census, because Fort Recovery was the highest growth area in the county. We were up 12-point-some percent.
Yeah.
And they said, well, you know, what do you attribute that to? And my answer was really simple. It was that the 2000 census was wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how simple it was, because... We started Indian Heights. We had all these housing starts. We had the apartments. We had all this stuff going on, and we lost 40 people.
Yeah.
And I said, that's impossible. We didn't lose 40 people from 1990 to 2000. And so then in 2010, it comes out, and all of a sudden, we're up to 1430. So, you know, I would guess we're pushing 1450, 60 right now, just a rough number. But, you know, and that's part of what you'll see is just slow, steady growth is, you know, what we're seeing.
Well, I tell you what, I appreciate you stopping by, keeping an eye on these two.
Yes. Well, all right. Cut them off if they say something really stupid, all right?
Well, you know what? I would never know it. There's no way. So,
all right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you, Randy. Mm. Kathy, would you like to join us?
Sure.
So, we have in studio a... recently announced candidate for the Slana Municipal Judgeship, correct?
That is correct.
Miss Kathy Spielman.
Thank you.
Hi. Welcome to Fort Recovery Radio.
Thank you.
I don't know what you know about us here, but it is informal and
anything goes.
That's exactly right.
So okay. We might have good questions.
Okay.
So first of all, Kathy's running for judge in the May primary.
I am, May 2nd.
May 2nd primary.
Now, it says Salina Municipal Judge, but the county votes on it. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay.
Salina Municipal Court has jurisdiction over the entire county. So, kind of a misconception. A lot of people have asked me recently. They thought only the Salina residents vote, but it is the entire county that votes.
Yep, that was kind of my understanding, because I thought I remembered voting for Judge Shear in the past, but I thought it says Salina Municipal. So, you know, we have a lot of people that run unopposed, so you'd kind of lose track of...
Why did you look at me when you said
that? Well, because you got by far the most votes of anybody that was running unopposed.
Yeah.
And most of them got a lot of votes, and you got 1,000 more than the second place guys. So I'm not trying to make you feel bad.
That's because he voted a lot of times.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. I get as many votes as Jeff.
Vote early and often.
True. First of all, let's have a getting to know Kathy type thing here. And just kind of share your background, where you live, your family,
sure.
Your phone number, income.
Have we said her last name yet? Have we mentioned her last name yet?
Spielman, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, I didn't remember if we'd said that or not. So.
Oh, yes.
Very good.
I knew that, but I just wanted to make sure we'd said that. So.
Thank you. Well, I'll tell you what. I grew up on a dairy farm in Fort Laramie. Went to Ohio State after high school, and then I went to Toledo Law School. One weekend when I was home, I actually met my husband, and so I did the kind of like a lot of people do. I kind of, you know, when they say I moved back home. Yeah. We now live in Maria Stein, my husband Mark and I, and we have 3 sons, Ryan, Tyler, and Max. Our kids go to Marion Local, obviously. I currently have a law practice in Coldwater. I've been there for going on 17 years now. I practice with Judy Kesters. Judy's been there since, I believe, 1988. So we've got a pretty good practice going on over there in Coldwater. Yeah, it's great.
And do you serve on the Marion Local School Board?
I did 2 terms on the Marion Local School Board. I didn't seek re-election last year, knowing that this judgeship may come up, and I didn't want to, you know, be in a position where I had 2, you know, obviously you can't have 2 elected positions, so I didn't seek re-election last year. I just wanted to focus on this judgeship.
Yep.
What makes you want to be a judge?
What makes me want to be a judge? Well, I'm in that court quite a bit. I've been in the past, like I worked at the Lucas County Prosecutor's Office when I was in school, and I also worked at the Shelby County Prosecutor's Office for a while. I've been a defense attorney for 18 years, and then I've also been an acting judge in this very court. So, Judge Shear, I was very honored. He asked me to be his acting judge, which means in his absence, if he's, whatever, gone, has vacation day or a day off, whatever, then I fill in. I'm his judge there. So, like I said, it's been a great honor that he trusted me with his court. I think I've got the experience to be the judge, having been a defense attorney, prosecutor, and also the judge. So, with those 3 things, and I think
pretty
I've
good
got
experience.
The experience.
Not
much better being the one that's telling them whether they're not doing stuff right than trying to convince them you're doing it right.
That's right. That's right. As a defense attorney, you're trying to poke holes in the state's case, and if Jeff's deputies and if the state troopers and the police officers have done their job, you know, it's kind of hard to poke holes in their case. But that, yeah. So as a defense attorney, you're trying to persuade people, and as a judge, you're making the decisions.
So, and again, pardon my your ignorance in this. Okay, so. Most of the cases that would go through the Salina Municipal Judge courtroom would be what types of cases?
Well, the municipal court handles civil cases up to $15,000. So like when like 2 neighbors or somebody's going to sue each other, that's a civil lawsuit. That's you can go up to $15,000 in that court. If it's over that, then you go across the street to the Common Pleas Court before Judge Ingram. That court also, municipal court also handles small claims, which a lot of times people kind of call it the people's court, where a lot of people don't have an attorney. That amount is you can sue up to $6,000 in small claims court. And then it also does all the criminal traffic misdemeanors. If it's a felony, it's across the street with Judge Ingram in Common Pleas Court.
So you would take care of if someone had a business and they gave some, you know, did a service for somebody and they didn't get paid, and that business was going to go after that certain person to try to get their money, that would be in your, as long as it's 15 or less.
Yes, and we see a lot of that kind of stuff in small claims court, actually.
I believe that.
So, yeah, I've been doing small claims court. It's, yeah, a lot of people have the misconception. They think it's just like criminal or traffic, and people a lot of times forget that it's also a civil court.
Yeah. Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you're taking Judge Shear's, you're running for Judge Shear's spot.
How long has Judge Shear been in this position?
I think he's going on 36 years. I think it was since 1982.
Oh, my.
Yeah. So, yeah, he's...
He knows his stuff then.
He does. He does know his stuff. He's been a great mentor. Yeah. It's been a great court to work in.
That's cool. So, so what would differentiate the different candidates running for judge? You know, so... Do you have a platform, I guess, or, you know, how's that done?
Well, to be honest with you, judicial races, are there's a lot of ethical considerations that, you know, we can't say a whole lot.
Do you have to promise to be fair?
Yes, yes, yeah. very much.
I bet they take an oath.
Yes, just a guess.
Oh, yeah, probably
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, but I guess what differentiates me, I've got quite a bit of experience going on 19 years as an attorney. And again, I've been prosecutor, defense attorney, judge. And so, you know, I've also been in that court, unfortunately, sometimes as a parent, you know, when one of my kids, you know, if they get in trouble or something there. So I'm no different than any other family around here. So.
And Kathy, who are you running against?
I'm running against George Moore.
George Moore, and he is from?
Salina.
He's from Salina.
What is he? Is he an attorney?
George is an attorney, uh-huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Is he at private practice, or?
No, George is the city law director right now for the city of Salina.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Heard the name, but.
You know what? Let's not give him a whole lot of airtime.
Well, I'd appreciate that.
I thought maybe we could slam him a couple times.
No. Oh, okay. That would be unethical.
Well, hey, we need bait for him.
Yeah. Now, okay, Bretzi, hang in there. Yeah. Don't be slamming him.
Hang on. I'm just, because,
yeah.
You know, I'm not hung up by the things that the judge candidates are hung up with. Kathy's down here with me tonight. Because I've known her as a lawyer since she's been a lawyer. I think she started her practice when I got elected sheriff.
So 55 years ago.
Yeah. And we've been on opposite sides, but, you know, that's how the system works is, you know, everybody's got to do their part. And I want to say she's always been, I think she's a good attorney. She's a fair attorney. And, you know, I think it's really important right now that we get it right when we replace Judge Shear. I mean, Judge Shear is my second municipal court judge. I started in 1980 in law enforcement. And we had Judge Myers before Judge Shear. And Judge Shear has done a great job. But, you know, like Neil alluded to earlier, I've been unopposed, and a lot of times when you get elected, I like to believe it's because you do a good job that people don't run against you. So who we elect as judge, we're going to have for a while. So we got to make sure that we get it right. Yep. And I want to put my two cents worth in as sheriff and knowing all of the attorneys in the county. Kathy Spielman is the best choice for this seat. And I hope everybody will follow the race close. And hopefully my friends in Fort Recovery will help me support Kathy.
Wow, how about that?
Well, thank you, Jeff.
Yeah. So it really seems like the new judgeship is, you know, one of those things that you don't hear a whole lot about until you have a bad one. You know, and then it seems like that is where... poor choices are made. There's people who are being treated unfairly, or they're being treated too leniently. So I think the fact that you Judge Shear has stayed off the front page of the papers, says something about the job that he's done and the fairness and that type of thing. So, mm-hmm. So any type of closing remarks before you go and meet the guys at the community club?
Well, I just want to say thank you for allowing me to speak here tonight. I do have a Facebook page set up. It's Spielman for Judge. I also have my personal Facebook page is Kathy Winner Spielman. My maiden name was Winner. But so either of those Facebook pages, if you want to check that out, it kind of tells a little bit about myself and just to get to know me a little bit. If anyone has any, I guess, wants to look into that, feel free.
I do have a question, Kathy. So if let's say you get elected as the judge, do you, I guess you no longer can just practice being an attorney then with Judy, or?
That's right. I would have to give up my law practice that I've built for almost 19 years.
Yeah,
but I'm willing
scary,
to do.
Probably, isn't it?
It is scary, but I'm willing to do that because I really want this. I think I'm not just kind of throwing my hat in the ring, if you will. I really want this, and if I didn't think I was the best person for the job, I certainly wouldn't run.
Very good.
Well, I tell you what, we love the opportunity to be, kind of a springboard to your nomination and your election that's coming up, and let's plan on you getting together in you mid-April for that final push and
that would be fantastic. Yeah.
Your community club could be a little tougher on you than we were.
Yeah. I'm kind of scared. I'm just teasing. Yeah. Well, no, it'll be good.
Don't worry, you have the sheriff with you.
That's right.
They'll
right.
be under control.
So. Besides that, if you get elected, you'll see most of them again.
Yeah, they'll want to be nice to you.
Yeah, they're going
to
be real nice. I guarantee. Right.
So, well,
I can't comment on that.
That's all right. Well, Kathy, thanks for stopping by and you joining us. Jeff, having Kathy pop in here, and we're going to take a little break and come back and talk a little bit more about the Village of Fort Recovery. We wish Kathy Spielman great luck in her
good luck,
May
Kathy.
2nd primary.
That's thank right. you. Good thank luck. You very much.
It's winter and it's cold, and that brings out the worst in your car. Weak battery, bad wipers, or tires without enough traction to get you through the snow. Give the professionals at Hastings Auto a call at 375-4617, and they'll get your car back in top shape again. They'll check your antifreeze, wipers, battery, tires, and more so you and your car can survive the winter. Hastings is open weekdays from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., Saturdays from 7:30 a.m. to 1 p.m., and now Hastings is open on Tuesday nights until 8 p.m. Hastings Auto, 375-4617.
Fort Recovery Insurance Agency.
How did you do that?
Well, since you keep calling looking for everything, we decided we'd use your calls to show how we really do have something for everyone.
So I'm famous now?
Well, semi-famous. This is local radio.
But I want to be famous.
Well, we're famous for having insurance coverage for your home, auto, farm, or business from Ohio Mutual.
I'll have my agents call you to talk about money.
We've got something for everyone. Fort Recovery Insurance Agency. Call 888-375-4181.
Are you planning a building project? Let B&D Contracting help you with your plans. Get together with Dave Kalp and discuss your plans and construction schedule. B&D Contracting also does remodeling and can build your commercial, agricultural, or steel building in addition to their custom-built homes. Call Dave today at 419-234-2976 and schedule your construction project. B&D Contracting is a proud athletic supporter. The Ohio High School Athletic Association has designated this Friday, January 20th, as Military Appreciation Night throughout the state. This Friday, the boys host the Versailles Tigers, and the two schools have teamed up to go another step beyond what the state is planning. Fort Recovery and Versailles High Schools have partnered with Versailles graduate and current Major League Baseball player Craig Stammen to help the United Heroes League. Craig is on their board of directors, and this charity has provided over $3 million worth of free sports equipment, game tickets, cash grants, and summer camps to military families across the United States and Canada. The United Heroes League actively works to ensure that children of military members are afforded every opportunity to participate in sports. So far, they have helped over 40,000 military families keep or start their kids in sports programs. To help with this cause, Fort Recovery High School will be raising money with the Pie a Teacher in the Face event throughout this week. The teacher with the most votes, 50 cents per vote, will get the pie in their face on Friday at an assembly during school. And the middle school will be doing a week-long penny challenge to take part in the Military Appreciation Night. At halftime of the basketball game on Friday, one student from Versailles and one student from Fort Recovery will each shoot a half-court shot for the chance to win $50. Thanks to Sideliner Sports Bar and Grill in Versailles and Fort Recovery Insurance, who will be sponsoring this event. If anyone in the general public wants to also contribute to the United Heroes League, there will be containers at the basketball game that night, and checks can be made out to the United Heroes League. Again, in observance of the OHSAA's first annual Military Appreciation Night throughout the state, Fort Recovery and Versailles will be hosting a special event during the boys' basketball game this Friday night with a week-long fundraiser for the United Heroes League.
We're back. Insight. Jack Stogler.
Took a little sidetrack, but that was awesome. Yep.
Lost a judge.
Maybe gained a judge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pretty impressive lady.
Yeah.
Yeah, I that's the first time I ever met her. I didn't know that lady.
I knew the name, and I've seen her picture and stuff around, yep. But that's first chance I ever.
Well,
had.
I guess that speaks highly of us that we didn't really need a lawyer.
That's true. That's true. And you know what? It's hard.
Look.
Yeah. Yeah.
It is hard to not like Jeff Gray.
Yes.
It really. You know, just the job that he's done. And he's a Jim Zeringer type where, to do the job that they do and not create a whole boatload of enemies is pretty damn tough in those positions.
I would say he's got some enemies.
Oh, I
would say he's got some enemies the way he's been battling some of these.
Oh yeah,
some of these deals that's going on, but more power to him.
That's exactly right. So, just a couple of examples of Fort Recovery's finest there, by golly, when you talk about Jeff and Jimmy Z. So, okay, so. I have no idea what the hell we were talking about from a town standpoint. We just got done talking about the census and how
we
got talking
about how many people was here in Fort Recovery.
Yeah, so one of the things that I think is interesting to people is the growth. And I read in the paper where we just annexed was it 5 acres?
Well, yeah, we're going to annex some land down there on First Street that's owned by Big Dave Judy and also his sons, Davies.
Yeah, it said in the paper Dan Judy, but it's Dave Judy. I'm sure a lot of people got confused on that.
Yeah. I have to tell you a funny story here real quick, Jack, while I got it in my head. When I became the mayor here the first last year, I thought, I got to do something different, you know. So I talked to my brother Tom, and I said, okay, Tom, here's the deal. He knows when, obviously, someone passes away here from town, and of course, he's always doing the flowers down there for Ron Beckman. I said, I want you to send something from the mayor. You know, condolences from the mayor, losing a citizen here in town. But I also want you to send some balloons to the mom and dad that had the new baby in town, you know. Welcome to the village.
Yep.
From the mayor. Tom said, oh, that's a great idea. That's. He said, I'll do that. He said, I'll take care of that. I said, because I can't keep up with that guy.
Sure. Oh, impossible.
And I said, but, you know, you're always sending out balloons to the new babies and flowers. So I said, you're in charge. Okay. So, we get to about June, maybe May, June, somewhere in there, and I said, and we talked about it at the basketball games yet, you know, in February and so, yeah. And I said, Tom said, nobody's died. He said, we haven't had anybody die. I said, what? Nobody? He said, nothing. Anyhow,
that's a good thing.
Well, I know.
Okay.
But we didn't have anybody that was born, and we're at the game. And these people are walking by, and they got like a 5-day-old baby. And I said, I'm pretty sure they live in town, Tom. He goes, well, that's over. He said, well, that's it. He said,
that's it.
Well, yeah. So the deal was off. He missed the first one, so that was a deal breaker, and we never made it happen. Didn't cost me a penny, but so. I thought I had a great idea, and I put the right man in charge, and it was
but he can't necessarily know about it unless somebody orders.
Actually, I think it was if I remember right, I think it didn't Tiny Dilworth have twins or something?
I'm thinking that was
the babies, but I don't remember when they were born. But it was just too comical.
I was thinking they were a little older than that, but whatever the case,
I remember that being.
Well, that cost you double anyway. Yeah. So.
Well, I would have. Well, you know, we never talked about that. I'm thinking the balloons could have been.
But you said you're sending the balloon to the parents, so you only had one set of parents. Well, they got
that's a good point.
One or five kids.
That was my big plan for this year.
But you know what? For all of our listeners out there that have been born since Dave took office, Dave just wants to say welcome.
Welcome to the village.
Okay, yeah.
That's right.
You know, so you know what? You still accomplished it.
I guess. And all the families that lost someone that was in the village, condolences.
Sorry, yes.
But, I thought that was kind of a good idea. Tom said, that's a great idea. I'll take care of that for you.
Well, you need a more reliable brother.
Should have left that up to Jerry, maybe.
Well, Jerry wouldn't know.
Jerry's trying to keep him alive.
Jerry's only in town about half a year, I think, anymore. So, yeah.
So we had talked about the growth part of things. Mm-hmm. You, Randy, talked about the you know, census and stuff. And we annexed 5 acres or whatever it is.
Right.
We have the new building that's going on, or the new lots that are going on to the south
development
side of
out
town.
There by the school. Yeah.
What else is going on from a growth standpoint?
Well, right now, you know, we've annexed a little bit of land here this summer. We're still in the process of getting that taken care of through the county and stuff, but we have a new building going up in the industrial park. Doug Molenkamp's going to put up a nice building out there with his ag services and stuff. So he's out there on the west side of 49, right across from JR Manufacturing, right next to the Home Idea Center. So our industrial park continues to grow. We're getting that full. We're running out of lots out there. I think we've got, and I'm probably going to say this wrong, but I want to say we've got 4 acres left, I think.
I think that's right.
Three or 4 acres, something like that. We'd kind of
6.5. We sold 2.5 off
sold
of it.
Some, yeah. So we split the last lot up that we had. So we've got a little bit left out there. And then, you know, we need to try to expand somewhere and find some more land for more manufacturing. That's always in the works, trying to figure out a good place to go and where and when. So, you know, we're always in the need of having a place for not only new industry to come to town, but also the people that are here in town. If they want to expand and have a place to grow, we need to have a place for them.
Yeah. A new basketball court and tennis courts and pickleball courts going in this summer.
So. Pickleball.
I wish I knew what that was. Yeah. Everybody says it's something, but I don't understand it. So
you got a net and you got to eat pickles.
Oh, no, I'm in.
Sounds like an easy game for me.
It does.
Yeah.
I'm a.
Do you have to move around, or can you sit in a chair?
Yeah, you don't have to move quite as much as tennis, what they tell me. So
yeah.
I don't.
Well, you know what?
You got to move though, so I'm out.
You see more and more of these new places, like down in Florida, that instead of investing in a tennis court that the older people can't enjoy, they invest in these pickleball courts that I think are much smaller and
right,
much more old person friendly. And I don't even think you have to necessarily be old. I think it's just a tennis type of a game with, oh, freaking pickles, I guess. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure it's not pickles. But I could be wrong.
Cucumbers.
Oh, so, yeah.
I have no idea. No, yeah. I've never played pickleball.
I've never seen it played. I've heard of it. That's about it. Don't know.
I played beer pong.
Well, and I'm guessing if it's any type of sport, Fee and Bubba will be reporting on it.
Yep.
On a regular basis.
We could have a championship.
Huh? Yeah,
that's right.
We can broadcast it live.
There you go. We can do that. So, when you look at this growth, is the infrastructure that we've got in place now, from water, utilities, all that stuff, like, are we in pretty good shape?
We're in good shape for now, but as if we would get, a little more industry, we would probably end up putting another water tower up for sure.
Yep. When, you talk about the age of our water treatment plant, you said it's 37 years old.
I think in 84, I think it came on. I thought that's what he said.
So we still call it the new water plant.
Yeah.
We've just got an old system out there that most people don't use and most villages don't use, but it works perfectly well for our application and what we do, and we basically just had a report done on it, and it's working as good as it's ever worked. So we're getting quality water, and we're hoping, like I said before, we're hoping to get several years out of it yet.
I think that what Ryan reported on at the meeting Monday night was there were three things that they found, and two of them were in the budget for this year, and the other one was in the 5 year that we can move up, or we can negotiate with them and see if when we actually have to have it done.
I think bottom line is that the Ohio EPA comes in and does a yearly check on the water plant, and pretty much they're going to find something no matter what.
Sure. Yeah, they basically are required to, or their boss is going to say you're not doing your job.
They're going
to
come in and find something.
Just like any auditor or anything like that.
The reality of it was is the things that they came in and kind of gave a report on is what we already assumed and was planning for already.
Yeah, already had it in the appropriations and everything. It's just...
But it's kind of strange, you know, Bressy's been on the council for a long time, and I'm sure he's seen and remembers this, but I've been involved in it for, I think, 12 years now, 13 years. And I can remember talking about some of the things that they did in the water plant, and they've changed that since, you know, so they're constantly changing the rules, and it's no different than any other business or anything like that. But it's just frustrating. You set yourself up and think that you're in line, and the next thing you know, what we did 15 years ago is no longer accurate, and we have to do something different. So that's the frustrating part of it, to me anyway. Yeah.
They make you do something drastic. There's, you know, plans out there where they'll help you, but...
Well, and I think it's a good thing.
I think we're in good shape.
Yeah, I think it's a good thing that they come in and they do their reports and they do their audits make sure, because, you know, the reality of it is you and I couldn't go down there and look at it and say, well, this needs...
Absolutely.
You know, so somebody with the know-how and the education needs to come in there and make sure that it is operating at a good rate.
Mm-hmm. Well, I tell you what, we're going to take one more break, come back and wrap things up on the State of the Union message with Mayor Dave Kalb, Council President Dave Brett. So we'll be right back.
The new Brick Street Tavern in downtown historic Fort Recovery invites you to stop in for their delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Lasagna Thursday, and their famous half-pound hand-patted cheeseburger on Friday. They also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, complemented by their large salad bar, choice of potato and honey roll. Stop in the new Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hi, this is Myla, Dairy and Frozen Manager at Wayne IDA. In our dairy section, we offer a variety of low-fat yogurts and milk substitutes, and of course, all your dairy needs. In our frozen department, we have a great selection of low-calorie meals, such as Lean Cuisine, Healthy Choice, and Amy's Choice, which is organic and gluten-free line. So, kick off the new year on a healthy note, and visit us at Wayne IDA in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Pre-sale tickets for Friday's home basketball game with Sales will be available today from 7:45 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office, tomorrow from 7:45 a.m. to 10 a.m. in the middle school office, and then from 10:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the high school office, and on Friday from 7:45 a.m. to 3 p.m. in the high school office. Presale ticket prices are $4 for students and $6 for adults, and all tickets at the door will be $6. There's a lot of interest in this matchup of two top 10 teams in the state, so if you don't have a reserved seat, you should get your tickets ahead of time so you don't get shut out. It's a big sports week for our Indians basketball teams. Thursday, the girls will travel to Versailles to take on the Tigers in a game that will help determine the girls' league championship. On Friday, the boys will host Versailles on Military Appreciation Night in a game that will help determine who will win the boys' league championship. Then on Saturday, both the girls and boys will travel to Arcanum. The girls' JV game will start at noon, and the boys' JV game will start at 6. More big games this week for both our girls' and boys' teams. Girls travel to Versailles on Thursday. Boys host Versailles on Friday. Then on Saturday, the girls at Arcanum at noon and the boys at Arcanum at 6. As always, Fort Recovery Radio will bring you all the JV and varsity games live for both the boys and girls. Get to these important games if you can to help cheer on our Indians teams. But if you just can't get there in person, you can always listen live right here on Fort Recovery Radio, the home of the Indians.
Girls are four, right?
We're back.
Yep.
Insight, Jack Stogler, Mayor Dave Kalb, Council President Dave Brutz. We've had Sheriff Jeff Gray, Village Administrator Randy Diller, potential
Judge
Kathy
candidate.
Spielman.
Yep.
Judge candidate Kathy Spielman.
Yep.
Sports talk guru Harold Feely.
Yes. And Bill stopped in for 30 seconds, ate some cheese, and left.
Yes, he did, which was fine with all of us.
Yeah. Biggest mouse I ever seen.
He never said a word.
Hey.
That's really hard to believe.
Yeah. Yes, it is.
He must have been Hungry Bear.
He didn't have Rocker to argue with.
So, boys going to games this week?
We got some big games coming up. I'll let Fee take care of all that. But I'm excited about tomorrow night's game, the girls' game here with Verzales. You know, we got them last year. And I got, like I said before, got my hair cut. So Kenny's got his, you know, he's kind of got a scout team over there at the barbershop with Gracie. And he said they got a big girl in the middle who is a winner. And that's what I was going to ask.
If she knew
the girl that, played for, because she grew up in Fort Laramie. So there's potential there.
I would say there's a really good chance.
Yeah, I was going to ask her that, but I forgot that. Yep. And he also said that I think there's a McEldowney girl, he said, that we have to guard because she can shoot the lights out.
Two winner girls, I think.
What? I don't know. He said there was one big winner girl. But he said we kind of practiced the way we were going to play defense on them against South Adams because they had a tall girl, too. So I'm anxious to go see that.
Yeah.
Well, I'd say it worked because the South Adams didn't score a point in the first quarter.
Yeah, how about that?
If there's one thing that I do know is that we will play defense.
You betcha.
You know.
The other thing, I guess, and I'm also excited, obviously, about Friday night's game to bring that Arns boy in here and see how much he improved. Last year, we shut him down.
We shut him down, and he was frustrated.
He was
puppy.
So mad. Yeah, Darian, that's right. Darian played defense on him. We'll have to put... maybe put that Judy boy on him.
Yeah.
He could drive him crazy, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, he'll have him swinging. That's awesome. Yeah.
Could end up like a Sienna Ryder game.
Yeah, no doubt.
Well, you know what? And it's kind of neat because in both of those cases, you've got two state-ranked, extremely well-coached, will you know, and it really isn't like it's there's a team that's based off of just one player, even though Aaron's a damn nice.
Yeah, but they have a nice team with him.
Yeah. So it'll be a dogfight.
Well, the neat thing is both our boys and girls is ranked to top 10, and their boys and girls is both ranked in the top 10. So it's going to be a pretty good battle here this weekend for the tribe.
I think there's going to be a decent crowd at the girls' game, probably more than almost any girls' game, and we're going to have a heck of a crowd Friday night. And the athletic department is encouraging people to get their tickets ahead of time. Now, when Mudboat was here, when Pat Niekamp was here, he said, as long as somebody has $5, they're going to be in the building.
They're coming in. Yeah,
they might not be in the gym, but they're going to be in the building. I don't know how the current administration...
Well, plus it's $6 now.
Yeah.
Yes.
Right. So. Inflation over the last 30 years.
They got 10 and get in.
10 will get them in.
So,
200, they can have my reserve seat.
Calvin Bretzi is like, you look towards 2017. What's a couple of the roadblocks or the hurdles from a Village of Fort Recovery standpoint that we're going to have to overcome this year?
Hurdles? Oh, I don't know. I think we've got some bumps. You know, we've always been, I guess, trying to figure out a nice way to get our trucks through town. You know, we've had that battle here going on, and we certainly did a nice improvement down there at 119 and 49. Those aren't necessarily hurdles, but those are things that we've kind of got in the future works. You know, I think one of the hurdles is finding more locations to expand.
Yeah.
And I think that's been a hurdle that we haven't been jumping over.
Yeah.
And we've got to find some places, and we're limited, you know.
Yeah, it's really tough because you go west and we have cemeteries and Ambassador Park and low ground.
So,
and you go north, you have to jump over industrial. You go south, we have to jump over industrial. You go east, there's a lot east, but a lot of that isn't for sale.
Well, and those are things that, you know, happens over time. There's just, you know, and it is what it is. I mean, all we can do is keep working at it, and hopefully something works out, and we can be proud of it.
Guys, I tell you what, as just a regular Joe Blow in the community, we have an awful lot to be proud of. The improvements from sidewalk and streets and stuff that we made the past few years. I don't think the town has ever looked better because of the 225 celebration and
I'll tell you, you guys have
done a hell of a job.
Well, thank you. I'll tell you a quick one. You know, we had our Christmas light decorating contest, and I took my daughter Joelle and Jeff Wendell's little girl Callie along, and we went around and we judged the lights, and it was a lot of fun with those two little farters. But we ended up going back, and we gave third place went to a gentleman that lived back in a trailer park.
Yep.
And he had lights galore back there. And I don't know if anybody drove back in there, but
I did afterwards just to see.
It was really pretty cool. Yeah. And so we decided that, by golly, this is going to get third place. So we went up to the door, and this fella comes to the door, and he was so excited. It was awesome, really.
He's the pastor at the First Church of Christ First on Church Union Christ City Road. Right. I believe that's the name of, Union City Road.
He moved into the area the end of May, 1st of June. He said, we came from, I think it was Richmond, Virginia, I think he told me. And he said, we move in. He said, and it's like a party. And he said, here you're having your 225th anniversary. And he said, it's been like a year-long party for us. Yeah. And I said, oh, yeah. I said, it's been a heck of a year. You know, it's been great. And so he was all excited. He moves into this little town. He said it was an awesome party the entire summer. He said, now I win this award for having Christmas lights. But he said, I always lived in a big house, and I had all these lights. So he's got more lights than he has what to do with. But he was tickled to death. The girls was happy because cool. We got a couple Christmas cookies, and it worked out good.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And it was neat because, you know what? We don't know everybody in town, but we at least recognize most of the names. And when we looked at your list of the top three...
Who was that guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we started, driving around. And then I get a text from my brother, who's driving around trying to find this light.
Yeah.
And there was three of us on that same night.
Look,
I was driving around trying to find this guy that finished third. So it was pretty neat.
Larry and Missy Hart got first.
Yep.
Okay, and he does, a hell of a job putting those lights up. It's incredible how straight they are and stuff. But they weren't home, so I wanted to give them their gift certificate and put their, sign out in the yard and congratulate them, and they weren't home. So I called them on Saturday morning, and Missy answered the phone, and I said, I just wanted to congratulate you on winning first place in the Christmas lights. And she said, yeah, I have to tell you, we were coming home, and we're driving down the street, and Larry saw that sign out in the yard. He said, some son of a beep, beep, beep. Something. What did they put in my yard? And he said, if you get up there, and it was first place for the Christmas lights.
All right.
And she said it was pretty exciting. But she said he was mad because somebody did something in his yard.
Yeah.
I said, it's all good.
So, Brett, anything to add, fella?
Nope. Just trying to keep things civil around here. We're doing better. We're getting better at it.
Hey, I tell you what, I want to thank you both, you guys, for your various many years of service. Brett, you've been town council for what, 24 years? Cappy, you said you've been involved for 12 or 13 now?
I think that I had two terms on council, and I finished out Doug Westgertz's. When Doug moved to St. Joe is when I got on council. And I think that was 3 years for me. So that would be 11. And then I had 1 year as being the mayor. So 12 years, I think. Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, you guys can be awfully proud of what you've accomplished over the past number of years. And, we have absolutely no reason to do anything but look forward to a bright 2017.
Town looks great.
Sounds good.
Keep it going.
And two of the things that I think really made a huge difference in our town was, number one, being allowed to have an income tax, because that wasn't available till 25 years ago, whatever it was.
85, they started it.
So weren't allowed to even have it. And with that money, a lot of people didn't love having extra taxes, but I don't believe anybody can argue with the things that have been done with that money, where we used to just patch every street. Now we're redoing streets the way they need to do. The other thing is getting a village administrator.
Well, I hope they see the results, and
I think everybody has.
If they don't, they're not looking too hard. So,
yeah.
Or not remembering very well, like what it was like before we had the current administration and the current opportunities with income tax. Right. So that's $1 million every year.
Hey, I do want to touch on a couple of things before we move on to sports talk and stuff. We know we have the couple basketball games coming up. Saturday night is the
community club fish fry. Yep.
Tickets are available probably from any community club member.
I don't have any, but I know they're available at the door. I'm sure Roger has ordered plenty of fish. I think we ran out last year or came close to it. Yeah. He's going to have extra. They're usually people just will buy a case of it anyway because it's fairly
expensive. I'm actually going to head over and try to find out I saw the work schedule that was emailed out, and I kind of volunteered to work at the bar, and I saw all these different hours. It's like 3:30 to 5:30, 5:30 to 7:30, 7:30 to closing, whatever. But the bar is just the bar. There's no hours on there. Mm-hmm. I got to find that out, what's going on there.
Yeah, yep. It's just
me and Bill.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
And he won't do nothing.
Yeah, and he... Yeah.
No. But the nice thing is most people walk over and get their own beer out of the... Most of the members will just walk over and get their own beer out and hand you some money. So it's pretty easy.
Yeah. Also, it's going to work out pretty good.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Plus, fish is tremendous. You got to come out and eat the fish.
Yep.
Fish is good. Roger.
My problem is I won't be able to be there to help or to eat the fish. You got to be at Arcanum for the basketball games. Yeah. Got the girls in the afternoon and boys at night.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, nobody has better fish than what Roger Borman.
He can fry him, baby.
He's awesome.
Well, and he gets the breading that everybody gets, but he doctors it up. He puts some pepper and a couple other things
top
in.
Top secret.
Roger Touch.
And it's really, really, really good.
I think Big
really
P
good.
Taught him that.
I doubt it.
Roger wouldn't remember that.
Yeah. No, and I'll tell you what, I would be remiss if I didn't add that Fort Recovery Radio received a very nice thank you from the family of Melissa Campior. And just to share, it says, thank you so much for the generous donation to the family of Melissa Campofiore. You are very caring and supportive people. Your kindness will not be forgotten. Your thoughtfulness is very much appreciated. Thanks again, the Campofiore and Pfeiffer family.
Yeah, and that is to us. We opened the envelope. That's to all the people out there that donated. The little girl that gave $3.04, and several different people gave hundreds, and a couple of people gave 500s, and a couple of people gave thousands.
Yep.
That's to those people. That's a big thank you. And we're, from what I can figure out now, we're over 17,000 total.
That's crazy. That's
awesome. It's unbelievable. Because since we were thinking we might raise 2,000, we end up with 10 times what we were hoping for. So
Jerry Lewis would be jealous.
Yes, he would. Yeah. It was extremely good. And thank you to all the people that donated. It meant the world to these people. If you want to know what it meant, go back to that insight on January 4th. And it's an hour of talking to these people that got this.
Fort Recovery is all about.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
And it was...
Plus, Ken, like, they still listen to the actual show.
You mean the Christmas show?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's in the archives, yeah. Everything's in the archives.
I tell you what,
Chuck has made it very easy now. I'm not smart enough to know, but he's put it into a podcast.
Some bad singing.
It downloads easier. You can access it easier. I'm not smart enough to know how it all goes, but Chuck made it easier. It's a podcast, and he'll be in a little bit, I believe, and he can give you a little better information on how to access that. Yeah. But
I'll tell you what, to be in here, and every week I go in there and listen to the nuns or the Fort Recovery ladies sing their two songs that they sang.
Yep. Or Karen Myring or
and Allie Kaiser.
Allie Kaiser.
Karen Myring. And you know, other than the four or five guys that we had that were in studio.
Yeah.
I mean, we had some people that were talented.
Yes.
You know, and if, like, you can overlook us four or five guys. Those, you know, five guys that I mean, those people that showed up to sing for us were fabulous, and we you know, it's neat to kind of reflect back and you know, listen to that again,
because
there's some talent there when you got got past
and, the there, and there's a lot of interesting comedy going on, which was mostly unintentional.
Yes, that's true.
So, well, wouldn't say unintentional, but we weren't thinking we were actually talented.
So I tell you what, that's going to wrap up Insight for this week, and we're going to come back with Bubba and Fee. I know Bubba's still in Florida. Fee and probably Bill.
Catching sheephead, wide open.
Yeah, talked to him yesterday.
Bunches of them.
Sheephead. You can't eat sheephead.
Oh, down there you sheep him. Yeah. He's all fired up.
Yeah, but why would you want to?
They're good.
About like eating carp around here?
No. They're good.
That's not what Roger's making at the fish fry either.
So it's going to be a lot better than that.
That's right. So we'll be back with Sports Talk with Fee, and hell, I'm guessing Calpy might hang around a bit.
And Coach Patch.
And Coach Patch and some senior boys, I think, coming up.
You're right.
They'll be back for Insight. Jack Stogler, we're gone.
Thank you for staying tuned to Insight with Mr. Jack Stogler, right here on the Fort Recovery Internet Radio. This show was being brought to you in part by those community-minded sponsors you heard during the show. Thank you. We'll